So if you've been listening, I already have one annoying neighbor that lives above me. The guy that, you know, sounds like he's breeding dinosaurs or he's filming
he's
an LMFA video.
Stomping everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He's always stomping so loud. Well, now.
It's your ground floor, right?
Yeah, I'm on the first floor. Yeah. And now I got another problem, and it's my neighbor across the hall. This guy is really making some funny noises across the hall. Sarah and I were going into my hallway the other day, and all of a sudden we hear this. This is embarrassing. I'm doing this on radio. He's like, and he's doing this, and it's coming from his apartment, and I don't know what's going on. Sarah and I look at each other like, what the hell is he doing over there? And he doesn't.
I remember you weren't exactly the quietest person to live with.
I'm not making those kind of noises, mm-hmm. but here's the thing. This guy, Rachel, he does not seem like the workout type. So I'm not seeing him, you know, knocking out like curls on the solo flex.
Right.
I don't know if he's having like a little one-on-one battle with himself.
God,
if that's the case, it's getting pretty aggressive.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I don't know what's going on. Now I got a neighbor above me. Now I got a freaking neighbor across the hall, and it's just starting to drive me nuts.
That's the downside about living in like a condo or an apartment, because the way my condo's set up, it's almost like a townhouse where we're the very middle unit. And it was so awkward because last week, it was during the week, and the guy that just moved in next door, like, I kind of know him. He knows my roommates better, but he works at like a nightclub. So during the week, he, you know, doesn't really do much except start a nightclub scene in his living room.
Right.
I had to text him to say turn the music down, and it was the most awkward message of my life. I'm like, I'm not trying
especially,
to be that person right now.
Here's the problem.
Because, I'm trying to sleep.
Because when you have neighbors, especially the ones that you don't have a relationship with, and
yeah.
then you have like an issue with them for being too loud, it's kind of like it makes this awkward moment. You
it
know
does.
What I mean?
And you're just going to be like, be quiet, but in a nice way, because I don't want it to be weird.
Good morning. What does your annoying neighbor do?
She would just lay out and go sun tanning naked in her backyard.
What? Why would your neighbor do that? Does she obviously not see other people can see her butt naked next door?
I guess she just doesn't care. Yes, till this day. She's done it for 10 years.
Yes. Have you ever said anything to her about it?
I mean, we just look at her like she's crazy because, like, she's, like, overweight, and it's kind of unattractive.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know, we just look at her like, I guess it's your yard, so
that is awful.
Her poor grass. Dude, she didn't have to mow the grass. It's too scared to grow.
Hey, we appreciate the call. 239-1009. What does your annoying neighbor do, or maybe did? 239-1009. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.